The North Bay Perry Sound Health Unit reported another death today in the Nipissing District. Another was reported yesterday, bringing the total to 11. The health unit gave no further details. It brings to 9 the number of deaths in this district, and 2 have been reported in the Perry Sound District. 3 remain hospitalized. Additionally, the district is just 776 days short of the district reaching 90% vaccinated. Ontario is reporting more than 4,000 COVID-19 positive patients in hospitals across the province, and just over half of them were admitted because of COVID-19. Of the 4,183 current COVID positive patients in hospital, about 2,238 people are there because of COVID-related illness, and the remaining 1,945 patients were admitted for a different reason but still test positive for COVID-19. There are 580 COVID-positive patients in Ontario intensive care units, according to the latest provincial update, and about 476 of them were admitted because of COVID. The rest were admitted for other reasons but also test positive for COVID on January 18. Public Health Ontario is reporting 7,086 new COVID cases. However, new case counts no longer reflect COVID-19 transmission in the province, as testing is reserved nearly exclusively for hospitalized patients and residents and staff at high-risk congregate settings. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 963,693 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 861,554 recoveries and 10,666 deaths. The January 18 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: cases 10,189, recoveries and 37 deaths since yesterday's report. The deaths reported have all occurred within the last month. There are 91,473 active, lab-confirmed cases in Ontario. The new cases reported today include 1,087 unvaccinated people, 245 partially vaccinated people, and 5,439 fully vaccinated people. 314 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. The 7-day average by vaccination status indicated 54 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 41 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 65 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. Lab-confirmed testing is mostly limited to those who live in high-risk congregate care settings or work in them. As such, a majority of the people being tested are fully vaccinated as per provincial or workplace mandatory vaccine policies. Hospitalizations: 4,183 people are in hospital testing positive for COVID-19. Of those, 53.5%, about 2,238 people, were admitted to the hospital because of COVID-19, and 46.5% were admitted for other reasons, but have tested positive for COVID. Among the hospitalized patients not in the ICU are 739 unvaccinated people, 195 partially vaccinated people, and 2,050 fully vaccinated people. This would include some patients admitted for reasons other than COVID. There are 580 patients in Ontario ICUs with COVID. Of those, 82.1%, about 476 people, were admitted because of COVID-related illness, and 17.9% were admitted for other reasons but test positive for COVID-19. There are 337 COVID patients on ventilators. Among ICU patients are 195 unvaccinated people, 17 partially vaccinated people, and 196 fully vaccinated people. Testing: the province reported 31,355 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 24.5% positivity. Another 31,645 tests are still being processed. Northern Ontario: according to provincial data, in the north there are currently 148 people with COVID-19 in hospital, up from 138 yesterday. There are 27 people in ICU, down from 29 yesterday, and 11 people on ventilators, down from 13 yesterday. The regional data is not broken down to clarify the number of people in hospital for a COVID-related reason and who was admitted to hospital for another reason then tested positive. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is: Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 3,030 cases, 602 known active cases and 12 current hospitalizations, including one person who is from out of region but in Algoma. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 51% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 2,346 cases, 248 known active cases and 3 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 51% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 3,815 cases and 906 known active cases. The health unit does not report hospitalizations. At Timmins and District Hospital, there are 35 patients with COVID-19, 10 of whom were admitted for virus-related reasons. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 87% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 79% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 47% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 7,983 cases and 948 known active cases. As of January 18, there were 57 COVID-positive patients at Health Sciences North, including 5 in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 48% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 909 cases, 89 known active cases, and 6 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 79% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 52% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 2,738 cases, 201 known active cases and 2 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 95% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 51% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 5,731 cases, 290 known active cases and 16 hospitalizations, including 2 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 46% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today. As of today's report, 11.5 million people in Ontario, 78% of the population, are fully vaccinated, and 5% of the province has one dose of COVID vaccine. There are 5.6 million people in Ontario with 3 doses of vaccine. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 6,540.6 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average 7-day incidence rate from January 8 to January 14 was 466 cases per 100,000 people, which decreased 19.4% over the 7-day period starting on Jan. 2. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Simcoe Muskoka. On January 17, the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit reported 2 deaths, 3 new hospitalizations, and 1,166 new cases captured in limited testing. There are approximately 28 Simcoe Muskoka residents hospitalized for COVID-19, and 7 of them are in intensive care units. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 28,567 cases of COVID-19, with 18,813 of those cases recovered and 298 cases ending in death.